This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Afghanistan's presidential polls have closed amid fears that accusations of fraud and misconduct could overwhelm the election results. We get more from AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
An upsurge in violence in the run-up to the elections following the collapse of US Taliban talks to end America's longest war had already rattled Afghanistan. Yet many voters expressed frustration over government corruption and chaos at polling stations, such as incomplete voters' lists and unworkable biometric ID systems. Reports of violence emerged from southern Afghanistan, the former spiritual heartland of the Taliban. A bomb attack on a local mosque where a polling station was located wounded 15 people. Elections in Afghanistan are notoriously flawed. In the last presidential polls in 2014, allegations of widespread corruption were so massive that the United States intervened. No winner was declared, and the U.S. cobbled together a unity government. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Hong Kong police used water cannon and pepper spray to disperse protesters gathered outside the Legislative Council building in the Admiralty area on Saturday night. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
Police fired water cannon and pepper spray at protesters in Hong Kong on Saturday night as demonstrators threw rocks and blocked a key road next to a rally near the local headquarters of China's People's Liberation Army. Saturday marked 5 years since the student-led umbrella protests which gripped Hong Kong for 79 days. To mark the anniversary, thousands of Hong Kongers gathered peacefully in Tamar Park early Saturday in front of the central government offices and the Legislative Council. A series of protests are planned ahead of the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic on Tuesday.
That's Emma McCarthy of Reuters reporting. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.